One question raised by the bombings in Riyadh is this: how strong are Saudi supporters of Osama bin Laden or other equally radical Islamists? Was the bombing plot conceived on the fringes of Saudi Arabian society, or does it spring from more entrenched elements? Well, in a column in today's New York Times op-ed page, Suleiman Al-Hatlan, a Saudi newspaper columnist, writes this: a small minority of bin Laden supporters, in effect, have hijacked our society. Mr. Al-Hatlan joins us from Saudi Arabia, and what do you mean by hijacked Saudi society?
Well, a small minority of extremists who wants to impose certain social agenda on the entire Saudi society, and these minority of fanatics in our schools and in many different places in Saudi Arabia, they want to take us back to maybe 2,000 years ago.
You mentioned schools. When Saudis speak of either conservative religious influence on education or the need to reform education, what are they talking about? What are the experiences or the lessons that are problematic for you, say?
Well, just reading the curriculums of the Saudi schools, it's full of ideas about religion, about different religions, about how to deal with non-Muslims in a very negative way. I talked to a student earlier today, and he told me his mathematics teacher was teaching him, like, 4 Muslims plus 4 non-Muslims equal to 8, 4 are good, 4 are bad. So he is using the numbers to teach them mathematics, using his religious implications into his discourse within the class itself.
So you're saying the experience of an education, a primary or secondary education in Saudi Arabia, could impart hatred for other peoples, is what you're describing?
Yes, yes, yes. And we have been debating this issue very much. I mean, we have become victimized by the culture of hate that we teach or we have in our schools, in our mosques. And this is, I keep saying this to our people here at home. This, we have to change the educational system, not as a result of the U.S. pressure, but for us, for our own sake. I mean, you deceive your own people by teaching them wrong ideas about other people, about different cultures, different religions. I mean, it's a small world now. We live in a global village, indeed. So we deceive our people if we do not teach them the right things.
Just to understand this, among the wrong things that you're alluding to here would be a mistrust of Christians, Jews, Americans, Israelis, Europeans, whatever.
Well, yes, that's one aspect of it. The sad part of it is that it even includes people like myself who perhaps think differently, who wants to have an open-minded society.
Do you and people like yourself, Saudi liberals, do you think that you represent a either a large or growing trend within Saudi life, or are you frankly outnumbered by those who are attracted to or believe in a very conservative Muslim political message?
We are a very small minority, but I think we could, if we have access to speak up and to practice our rights, freedom of expression and press, I think the society now, especially after Monday night, is ready to hear a different point of view. We were marginalized by the Islamists who used their old strong relationship with the political establishment in Saudi Arabia to oppress liberals, to oppress people who think differently. They even created terms like secular, Americanized, just to exclude us from any social debate. All I demand as a Saudi citizen, as a Saudi writer and Saudi intellectual, is to be protected to debate the other point of view. I don't expect the government to take a position except protecting all positions, including the Islamists themselves.
Mr. Al-Hatlan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Suleiman Al-Hatlan, who is a columnist for the Saudi newspaper Al-Watan, spoke to us from Abha in Saudi Arabia.